بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. حسن بن صالح رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے کہ ہم نے ایسے لوگ دیکھے ہیں جو دور سے دوستی رکھتے تھے اور ملاقات کو برا جانتے تھے. حضرت حسن بن صالح رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, he says that we have seen such people, even such اولیاء before him, great اولیاء, he said we have seen such اولیاء who would keep a distance between themselves and their friends. From afar, the friendship was from afar, but they will meet very seldom. Not meet often, they will meet seldom. From far, they will sometimes write a letter. And by meeting often, he said, familiarity breeds contempt. When you meet often, and then there is something found to happen between friends. Some dispute will develop. So it's best, he advises that if you have a friend, stay far from him, meet very seldom. Should not be just like nowadays. They meet just for company, just to while away the time. And especially if it's after Isha, it's not permissible. Rabi bin Khaytham rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the ke aadmi ko ibadat ke liye gosha nashin hona us waqt munasib hota hai jab usko deen se puri waqfiyat ho jaye. Hazrat Rabi bin Khaytham rahmatullahi alayhi, here the advice which is giving it especially for those people who are abidin, who devote their time, the greater part of their life is devoted only to ibadat, in seclusion, totally they renounce the dunya, they cut themselves off from society. So his advice to such abidin is that they should go into such seclusion only after they have gained sufficient understanding and knowledge of the deen. For that reason, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَقِيْهُ الْوَاحِدْ أَشَدْ وَعَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ أَلْفِ عَابِدْ. That one faqih, one alim who has understanding of the deen, he is sterner and harder on shaitan than 1,000 abidin. They devote their lives to ibadat, but they lack sufficient ilm. So what such abidin, shaitan, he approaches them, and in a variety of ways he tries his best to deflect them from the path. He puts various wasawis in their minds, and then they are unable to differentiate between haq and batil. For that reason, Rabi ibn Khaytham rahmatullah says that for those who want to completely renounce the dunya and go into total seclusion, it is best that they must first acquire sufficient ilm and understanding of the deen. Shaitan also, he has nur in him. He tempts the abidin with nur, and they create in them the understanding, the impression that this is the nur of a farishta, of an angel which they are seeing, and then he misleads them. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu farmate the, پہلے دین میں تفقہ پیدا کرو پھر گوشہ نشینی اختیار کرو. امام مالک رحمۃ اللہ also says that first create تفقہ, understanding of the deen in you, then you go into seclusion. عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ عنہما فرماتے ہیں کہ آدمی کو اپنے گھر کے اندر بیٹھے رہنا اچھا ہے کہ لوگ اسے نہ دیکھیں اور وہ لوگوں کو نہ دیکھیں. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ صحابی, now this advice is giving for all in general, that a person as far as possible he should remain indoors at home, and he should not, so that people do not see him, nor does he see people. So this is the advice for in general, for everyone. The seclusion is to that degree of need, that thing of necessity. You meet people when there is a need, and when the need has been fulfilled, then you withdraw into seclusion, or in your home or wherever you are. But do not increase your circle of friends. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi farmate the, Wallah, aaj kal logo se alayda rehna halal hai. As Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi, this is about 1200 years ago, which he's speaking about. He says that, Wallah, he takes a qasam by Allah Ta'ala. He says, nowadays, it is halal to go into seclusion and to be separated from the from people. میں کہتا ہوں حلال بیمان واجب ہے علامہ شاہرانی رحمت اللہ he says explaining this term حلال حضرت سفیان رسول رحمت اللہ said that it is halal to go into seclusion to be separated from people not to have keep company with people he says the meaning of halal is واجب yeah it means it is واجب compulsory جیسا کہ حدیث میں آیا ہے فقد حلت له شفاعتي يعني اس کے لیے میری شفاعت واجب ہو چکی ہے it's just like in the, comes in the hadith Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the term halal also sometimes to indicate wajib as in the hadith Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that my shafaat my intercession for that person who follows the sunnah my intercession for him it is halal in other words but it's wajib Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede on his behalf. Abu Sufyan Rahmatullahi فرماتے تھے تم لوگوں سے علیحدہ رہنے کی کوشش کرو کیونکہ وہ عقلوں کے چور ہیں. حضرت Abu Sufyan Rahmatullahi says also that you must endeavor your best, try your best to stay away from people. Why? They are the robbers, the thieves of your intelligence. They come and they pollute your mind, they pollute your heart, and they deflect you from the path of Allah Ta'ala with the dunya. They remind you of the dunya and then walk you down in the dunya. Whereas the true friend, it takes your mind and your heart away from the dunya and takes you towards the akhirat. So it says these people, when you meet them, their discussion, their conversation is only about the dunya. And about others, making ghibat about others. So they, in reality, what they are doing, they are robbing you of your intelligence. Abu Bakr Warraq rahmatullahi farmate the, ke jab tak tum zalimon se milte julte raho, Allah Ta'ala ki raza ke khwahish mand na ho. Hazrat Abu Warraq rahmatullahi said, that as long as you meet with oppressors, tyrants, transgressors, all types of evil people, as long they are all called zalim. If as long as you keep company with them, you must not have any hope and desire for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Now Allah Ta'ala is not pleased with such a person who keeps company with transgressors and zalims. Or jab tak tum dunya ke talib ho, Allah ki apne saath muhabbat ka tama na karo. And as long as you are hankering after the dunya, everyone is in the dunya. We have to strive and work for your living. What it means here. In other words, you give preference to the dunya over the deen. Where there's a conflict between the dunya and the deen, then you give preference to the dunya, to the worldly desires, worldly demands, and you put the deen aside. So it's a one who hankers after the dunya. He should not have hope to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. Now he's far from Allah Ta'ala's love. Or jab tak tum yateem par sakhti karte ho, apne dil ki narmi ke talib na ho. And as long as you are hard upon the orphans, the word yateem orphans have been used, as a wider meaning and for all those who are poor and destitute are in need. As long as you are harsh with them, then you must not hope for gaining the ni'mat of a soft heart. As long as you are harsh with the servants of Allah Ta'ala, those who are in need, the orphans, poor, destitute, then your heart also will remain hard. In other words, Allah Ta'ala says, in the Quran, if Allah Ta'ala says about hardan, ثم قصد قلوبكم فياق الحجارة وشد قصوان, and then their hearts became hard. Allah Ta'ala says, hard like stone, or even harder than stone. فَإِنَّ مِنْ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنُ الْأَنْهَارِ, because why you will find from stone, from rock, rock also splits open, and out of there water comes, but the heart of insan, it remains hard. So from this we understand the thing, our purpose here in this dunya is the akhirat. It is not the dunya. We have to give preference to the demands of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever there is a conflict in our life, between what? Between the law of Allah Ta'ala, between Allah Ta'ala's Shariat, and between our worldly desires, then you put that aside. Always examine your niyat. Whatever you are doing, whether it's an act of ibadat you are doing, examine your intention. Why am I doing this good deed? Whether it's your charity you are giving, whether any type of service or dini service you are rendering, you examine yourself. Tomorrow is maut. Don't wait till maut come and then you wake up. Examine yourself. Have you got ikhlas? Am I doing this really for the sake of Allah Ta'ala? Or am I doing it for the wealth of the dunya, or to gain name and fame?